Welcome to the Colorado History Series presented by fourth grade students at Glenwood Springs Elementary School. Our fourth grade crew is studying Colorado's history, the impact of mining, and important people who have shaped our colorful state. Take a listen to how our fourth grade crew at GSES wants to share their learning and educate our community.
Hello, my name is Margaret Brown. I was born in 1887. I am important to Colorado history because I helped women get equal right to vote. Something interesting about my life story is I worked in mining camp in Leadville, Colorado. Then I married a wealthy mining man. I would like to be remembered as a Titanic survivor and for all of social work for the people of Colorado. Like I have always said, believe in yourself and help others.
Hello, my name is John V. Evans. I was born on March 9, 1814 in Waynesville, Ohio. When I was young, I went to the University of Northwestern and my degree was working at the MD Hospital as an assistant doctor. As a result, I helped create the government of Colorado. I am most famous for being the second governor of the Colorado Territory. Something interesting about my life is encouraging to start a fight called the Sand Creek Massacre. I would like to be remembered as the second governor for the Colorado Territory. Did you know that I died at 83 in Denver, Colorado because of old age? As I have always said, my biggest regret of my lifetime, I made the United States Army go kill off the hostile Indians after destroying villages, which is now called the Sand Creek Massacre. I just wanted to be remembered as a person who wanted to help create Colorado.
Hello, my name is Baby Doe Tabor, and did you know I married Horace Tabor and became rich? I was born in 1854 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. When I was young, I started to work in a clothing store at the age of 12. During my lifetime, I was a rich silver queen and married Horace Tabor. As a result, I became rich from mining. I am most famous for my fashion, and something interesting about my life is that I was a silver queen and people loved the way I dressed. At the end of my life, I was forced to live in an old tool shack because I had lost my silver fortune and I died from a heart attack and was found dead on the floor. As I always said, when I die, my spirit will still live in success. Also, I would like to be remembered as a good-hearted fashion silver queen.
Hello, my name is Kit Carson, and I was born in Madison, Kentucky, December 24th, 1809. I was the sixth child out of 10 children. When I was 9, my father died in an accident, and I barely got educated. I grew up on a farm and ran away from home when I was 17. Over the years, I was an American frontiersman, soldier, Western guide, Indian agent, and also made saddles and joined a trading group. I became a trapper when I was 40, and I'm important to Colorado because I was working at William Bent's fort as a hunter. I would like to be remembered as a trapper. Did you know I could speak more than one language, which are English, Spanish, French, and Navajo? I died in May 23, 1968. I always said each of us have received several hundred dollars. We passed the time gloriously, spending our money freely, never thinking that our lives were risking it.
Hello, my name is William Byers. I was born on February 22, 1831, in an Ohio farm. When I was young, I learned how to work on a farm. During my lifetime, I established the first paper, the Rocky Mountain News. As a result, building Goldfield handbooks. It will help by bringing people to Colorado, and it will help people to mine for gold. I am most famous because I produced Goldfield handbooks. Something interesting about my life is I established the first paper, the Rocky Mountain News, and I was also a surveyor. I would like to be remembered as a person who helped grow Colorado into a state. Did you know I helped start colleges and brought miners to the gold fields with my gold field handbooks? I also established the first paper called the Rocky Mountain News.
Hello, my name is Chief Yore. I was born on November 13, 1833. I am famous because on March 2, 1868, my friend Kit Carson and I struck a deal with the U.S. government to give six million acres of land to the youth. Something interesting about my life, I was the leader of the Incompadre band. Plus, I knew how to speak many languages, such as Spanish, English, U, and Apache. Then when my dad died in 1860, I became chief of the U Indians. I would like to be remembered as a warrior. Did you know I was 47 when I died? As I have always said, I was a friend to the white man and protector to the Indians alike.
Hello, my name is Sable Lingwash McLean. I was born on August 1st, 1886 in Denver. In 1904, I was allowed to move to Paris to study music. As a result, I was to become a lady. I am famous because I own two very large and famous diamonds. Something interesting about my life is I love fashion and fame. People following me in the newspapers on how I dress. Also, did you know Evelyn Wash McLean was married to Edward Bill McLean, who was a hero to Washington, both publishing fortune. As I have always said, it does not matter how other people treat you. The only real thing is how you treat them. Keep out, but do not worry and accept any in return, and you will be happy.
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Elementary School and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK.